good afternoon, UK. Good morning, America. Good night, Australia. And welcome all points between. This is Ted Siuba here at the World Internet Summit UK as the co-host of the event, host of the call. We are broadcasting live from the Renaissance Heathrow, or the Heathrow Renaissance in London, UK, broadcasting all over the world. So we are so glad you could be with us, and we have got a very, very packed hour. And as you just heard, we've got a good, enthusiastic, energetic crowd. So far, folks, have you learned anything? All right, and I tell you what, the people that they learned it from are the speakers and experts of the World Internet Summit UK, and we have a very penetrating question. Each one of them will have from 3 to 4 to 5 minutes to give you the essential essence, and we're asking a single question. We've also, of course, we've got another little announcement which we'll bring in about the middle of the room when we've got a important person we'll want to tell you about and we'll introduce you to. But that question we are going to ask each individual speaker is, why did you succeed on the Internet in such a dramatic way? And what can your experience do to help the average person? Why did you succeed on the Internet in such a dramatic way, and how can your experience help the average person? So I'll tell you what, with no further ado, live from the stage, broadcasting all over the world, most of you, of course, are listening on a webcast, listening in front of your computer. We are going to ask the first person, the first speaker, a great person, a great, great expert, Mr. Kurt Christensen from the USA. Kurt, why did you succeed on the Internet? Why did you succeed on the Internet in such a dramatic way? And what can your experience do to help the average person?
Well, I'd say this is a two-part answer. The first part is simply a concept called burn your bridges or burn the ships. And take this as you will, of course. But anybody know about the conquest of America with Hernando Cortez? Okay, when Hernando Cortez landed on the shores of Mexico, he had something with him, 150 or so soldiers in about 3 ships. And they were facing the nation of the Aztecs, which had several million. And so the first thing that he did to ensure that his troops were loyal to him and would fight for every single thing that, you know, that they could overcome in the new world and that they wouldn't try to back out the first opportunity, what do you think he did? With all his soldiers standing there on the beach, they set fire to the 3 ships that they had just crossed the ocean on. So there was no retreat for Hernando Cortez and his troops. Now, I'm not saying, you know, to burn your bridges or, you know, quit your job tomorrow or anything like that. But if that's what's standing in your way from making success, you need to be willing to do whatever it takes to progress to the next level. And that leads me to part B. How do you progress to the next level? Simply find people who have already done it. Ever since the beginning of my internet marketing career, which goes back 6 or 7 years, or maybe longer than that, one of the things that I've always done is I've been more than willing to spend the time, effort, and money to deal with, to talk with people and learn from people who are making more money than I am. So a lot of times when you go home from a live event like this, you know, your brother-in-law is going to say, hey, I can't believe, you know, you went to a seminar to learn about making money on the internet. Don't you know you can just sell stuff on eBay, et cetera, et cetera. Only take advice from people who are making more money than you in that specific project. So that's my two-part answer. The first one is burn your bridges, burn the ships. The second one is seek out and find qualified mentors.
Kurt Christensen, another one of the world's top internet marketers and experts who, of course, are at the World Internet Summit UK 2005. The next speaker is a very interesting gentleman. He's written a book that took the internet by storm called, I believe it was The Whole Truth. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let's welcome Mr. Stephen Pierce.
All right.
And you know the question, right?
Yes. I would say over-delivering. Over-delivering. We know that the marketing challenge is finding, getting, keeping, and growing customers, right? Well, with all the marketing methods that are available today, finding them is not rather difficult. It's the getting, keeping, and growing them that becomes difficult. So there's nothing more important today than making sure your product or service delivers on its promise. But here's the thing. Your product or your service delivering on its promise is you doing your reasonable service. That's nothing special. That's nothing special. What's special is when you exceed the expectations. What's special is when you over deliver. Right? If you need $100 and I say I'm going to give it to you, but I give you $200, how do you feel about that? Right? It's much better, right? But to be able to exceed expectations and to know you've exceeded expectations, you need to do something rather specific. Because, see, many of us in our business will pile on all these bonuses and think that, wow, you know, I'm doing a great job. I over-delivered. I gave a ton of value. Well, if what you think you're giving as additional value is not relevant, you ain't done nothing. So here's the thing. You need to define the expectations from the very beginning. So everybody knows what's expected. Define the expectations. Now the bar has been set, right? Everybody knows what's expected, right? Then you over deliver on the expectations. And then to seal it, you go back and make sure you claim that you've over delivered. You expected this, A, B, C, but I've delivered A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Because in our business, the one thing that we constantly do is over-deliver, whether it's with free stuff or with paid stuff. And we know we over-deliver because we set the expectations, we exceed those expectations, and we get the feedback from our marketplace. If you want to get an edge on everybody else, over-deliver. Be the person that's going to supersize it at no extra charge. Right? Don't be afraid to give more. Don't be afraid to give a ton of your solid content for free. Does that make sense? Over deliver. That's one of the keys that has helped us to succeed massively while everybody else is sitting up there seeing how little they can give you and get away with and make you pay for everything else. We want to give you so much for free that you're saying to yourself, what in the world is in the paid package? Right? If I'm getting all of this for free and I can experience the impact, I can see the impact, I can measure this impact, then what they're proposing to me in this paid package has to be unbelievable. Over-deliver. But remember, what do we do to over-deliver? To make sure that we've over-delivered. Define the expectation. Exceed that expectation, because you'll know where that is because you've set the bar, and then make sure you go back to them and you claim that you just exceeded what they expected, right? Because there's no doubt that if you asked for $100 or you needed $100 and I gave you $200, what happened? Did I just exceed your expectations? Be sure to exceed the expectation of your market.
All right, Stephen Pierce from the USA. Thank you, Stephen. Tell you what, our next speaker expert is from the UK. And he happens to be co-host of the World Internet Summit UK. Let's welcome Alan Forrest Smith.
Can you relate to this? You look back over the past few years and you realize your life isn't any different. You've got the same bills, same situation, same lifestyle, same pressure, same old, same old, same old. Can you relate to that? The first step to being successful online is a realization of where you are at this very moment in time. That is the very first step. You have to look at your life and realize, where am I now and what can I do to change it? That is the very first step. The first real step that I took on the internet was to find a niche market and dominate that niche. And that's exactly what I did with my first web project, which still runs now. It brings me in great revenue because I found a source where there's a hungry market and became the only place where you can actually feed that market. There's nobody does the particular thing that I do in that particular source, that website. So that's the second step. The third step, Ted, the third step, everyone, is to, well, you need to get your name out there. How do you do that? Because nobody knows Alan Forrest Smith. Well, you find people that they do know, you jump on their back and you ride on the back of them. That's how you do it. Because everybody knows Stephen Pearce or Armand Morin and all these guys, everybody knows them, but nobody knows about you. So what service can you offer these guys to ride on their back, and whenever you're writing about yourself or in your copy, you mention their name? And what then happens is people associate you with working with... So you instantly go from down there to... See how quick it is? You spend millions and thousands and hundreds advertising yourself and everything about how great you are. Or do you just pick this guy, do something for him, and mention every time that, oh yeah, well I work with Armand Morin. You see how easy that is? Find out where you are right now. Realization is the key to this. Find out where you want to go. Find a niche. Dominate the niche. Dominate the market in that particular field. And if you need to, find a mentor or find someone else successful whose back you can ride on to elevate your own position faster.
Thank you, Alan Forrest Smith. Boy, I tell you what, folks, this is an enthusiastic crowd. I tell you, I wish you could be here, but you did the very best thing you could possibly do by tuning in to this live webcast. And our next speaker expert is sometimes known as the Rebel Aussie Businesswoman, but I tell you what, she's got her act together and has Jenny Armato delivered for you.
Thank you. Have you ever read a sales letter, particularly written by an internet marketer, and it sounds really great?
Yeah.
I hope so. But you're not really sure. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
It sounds good, but I'm not sure I buy it. When you're conducting your online business, you need to think about what it is that you're really wanting to say. We all want to sell, right? But at what cost? How we conduct our business is a direct reflection on who we are and how we conduct our overall life. You see, when you send a message out, who's heard of above the line and below the line? In a sales letter environment online, your words are above the line. You see them, you read them, you know what they're meant to be saying, but there's another channel, isn't there, that comes with the message. And if those two channels aren't working concurrently, aren't true, aren't real, as the reader of your offer, somebody else thinks it sounds good, but I don't buy it. And what happens is the relationship that you set out to build through your sales communication causes a little bump in the universal energy road. And they keep reading your information and they're not buying it still. And they hit another little road bump. I guess what I'm trying to say is, say what you mean and mean what you say. I always, in my business, have made sure that I keep it real. I think it's one of the reasons why I've worked with people that have started out not only at the same time as me, but before me, and have tried all the trickery. And I've just maintained saying what I mean and meaning what I'm saying. And making sure that in how I conduct my business equals how I want to continue to conduct my life. And so there's one word I always check back with myself on, no matter what I say. And that one word is congruency. Being congruent with yourself and the way you live and being congruent in your communication with your customer will make all the difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny Harnacka. All right, folks, there's a lot of reasons why we call this event the World Internet Summit. Of course, we're dealing with the World Wide Web. Our market is indeed the world, and we, in our events, make sure that we have speakers and experts that represent that world. You've heard from two Americans, an Englishman, or a UK resident, maybe from another place, and an Australian. And now you're going to hear from one of Australia's top businessmen, but he's really from Shanghai, China. Let's welcome co-host of the World Internet Summit, Mr. Tom Hua.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Now, why my internet business has been successful? There are many reasons. But most importantly, my personal experience is that number one is you need a burning desire. I agree very much with what Kurt has shared previously. But do you really have to be broke, have nothing, to have a burning desire? I don't think so. Look at all the speakers. I believe most of them, they don't have to work hard anymore. They can live comfortably. But they still work hard, still want to give their best. I believe every one of you in this room this afternoon, or every one of you listening to this call, at least you used to have some dreams in your life, right? Maybe that dream can fade away because of lots of failures in life. Don't give up that dream. Pick it up, hold it tight, live it, breathe it. That's where your burning desire comes from. Living comfortably is not your life dream is all about. It can be far beyond that, like what Armin and myself did. Buying a house for your parents gives you great satisfaction and self-recognition. So having a burning desire is essential. At least it played a very, very important part in my online career. That was the driving force behind me. Number two, you need to take the time, invest some money, invest some effort to learn. Because there are some skills and knowledge that you need to master before you can become successful. Online business, internet gives us a tremendous opportunity that you can have a successful business faster than any other conventional business could give to you. But there are still some knowledges and skills you need to learn. So don't expect your business online become successful overnight. There is a learning curve. Now, to a certain person, your intelligence is always that much. The more you learn, the harder you work, your business will become more successful and faster. Agree? That's number two. Number three is persistence. Staying focused. When I was trying to build my online business, the first thing I thought about in the morning after I wake up is how I can make my internet business better. The last thing before I go into sleep is again how I can make my online business successful. Stay focused. Trust me, speakers sitting on stage today, they made more mistakes than you have. This is one of the reasons why they are here, why they are more successful. People make mistakes. Everyone does. If you consider yourself as average, you are going to make the average amount of mistakes before you become successful. I considered myself as below average, so I committed myself to make more mistakes, allow myself to make more mistakes so I can become successful. That's number three. Number four is whatever you do, you need to take a unique approach. Don't just follow whatever everyone else is doing. Learning is great. But whatever you want to do, you need to put your personality, put your own passion, make your business different from everyone else's. That's the most important element I'd like to share with you this afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Come on! All right, Tom, thank you so much. And I tell you what, folks, in a little bit, don't go away, because we're going to share with you the winner of the World Internet Challenge. We're going to get his maybe some insights, some how he was feeling about it, and we're going to reveal to you exactly how much money he's made, and we're going to reveal to you exactly how he made it, the people that helped him do it, and how much they helped. We got a little contest going on here. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Hey, our next speaker expert comes from Thailand, but he also has a place in Australia. Let's welcome Mr. David Kavanaugh.
I wrote down five things, and you can take your pens and paper out at home or here. How I made a dramatic change is I stopped being lazy. No, I seriously did. I stopped being lazy. And every now and again, we all have to kick ourselves. First thing I said is decided to focus on one thing. You know, because I had a lot of ideas in my head, and everyone was going, oh, David, you're really good at this and you're great at this, but that didn't help pay the bills. So I decided, pardon me, to focus on one thing and do it properly, then do extra things after that. So that's the first one, just the focus. Second thing, I decided to give, as Stephen said, a lot more than I received. Because the thing is, I was worrying about how much money I could make and how many people I could do this and that. And we all look for sales, am I right? We all want money. We all want to convert people. And that. But the thing is, if we give a lot more, and same as my coaching program, if you're there for them, you're sending out videos, you're ringing them up, you're touching base with people, you're faxing things, well, it does cost you some money sometimes, but you do get a hell of a lot in return because you're really over-delivering, as Stephen said. Third one, I decided to stop listening to people in forums and all workshops and that who didn't have results. Because it's very easy to go to a forum or go on a radio station or read in the press how wonderful everyone is. But tell me if I'm right. The only truth is the result. So follow people with results. Next one. I decided to be totally 1,000,000% honest with myself and take account, like, if I screw up, well, I'm the first one to admit that I screw up. And I've done that many, many times. But the thing is, and also be honest with your customers and give them a lot back in return. And the thing is, the more you're being honest with yourself and the more you're helping people, the more that comes back to you tenfold. And the last one, oh, there's plenty more, but the thing is, the last one I picked today to share with you and the listeners on the call is basically information without implementation is useless. So if you've got information that is really good, you know you can help people, you can help yourself, help your business, and you can dramatically make an impact, whether who for. Bottom line is, take the information like you've got here and like you're getting on the call today and actually start doing something now and take action immediately. Thank you.
David Kavanaugh. All right, all right. Hey, we're going to have one more speaker expert before we get to that Internet Challenge winner. Just keep the suspense going a little bit longer. And our next expert, born in the Philippines, comes from the USA now, truly one of the world's leading Internet marketers. Let's welcome Mr. Armand Morin.
Okay, what made me successful on the Internet and how you guys can learn from this? Do you want to know the truth or do you want me to lie to you? Okay, the truth is this. Okay, what made the biggest impact on me was, first of all, to learn who to listen to. If you want to make $500,000 a year, then you should learn from someone making $500,000 a year. Doesn't that make sense? If you want to learn how to make $1,000,000, you learn from someone that makes $1,000,000. That's it. That's the simplest thing that you can do. But here's the key. On the Internet, there are things such as for lack of a better word, let's call them false prophets, because that's essentially what they are. Because they claim that they are making all of this. They claim that they are doing this. And this is my biggest pet peeve online. They claim all these different things, but when you ask them for proof, show me what you did, they can't give it to you. Does that make sense? Now, and yet they're selling a product or a service or whatever, and there's people following them. It's the blind leading the blind, and then you've got the victims over here that bought their product or service, and guess what? They're failing, and they're wondering why they're failing because I bought this course over here. Does that make sense? You have to watch who you listen to. Learn from the people that are doing it and actively doing it, that you can follow up on, that have been online, that are doing it, that are succeeding, and that you can verify that they're succeeding. That's step one. Learn from people that are actually doing it. The second part, David actually touched on. David actually touched on, and he said one thing. The last thing that he said was implementation. Now, I'm going to put it in a little different way. I'm going to put it a little bit more harsh way. Because every once in a while, you need someone to actually say the way it is. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't sugarcoat something like this, because this is what? Your life, right? We're not playing at life. This is the real deal. So in order to make money on the internet, here it is. And this is going to be the most blunt thing I've ever said. You have to get off your ass in order to make money. Does everyone hear that? It means you actually have to work. If you think that you're going to actually make money from reading a book, from taking someone's course, or doing anything else, or not doing anything else, I should say, you're kidding yourself. You can have a stockpile of books. I'll send them to you. And it's not going to do you any good whatsoever unless you get off your butt and go ahead and actually start doing something rather than thinking about doing something, rather than planning I'm going to do something. You actually just have to do it. You know, a good friend of mine, John Reese, said this. When you put something up online, he said basically this, put crap up. Put crap up online. And I thought about that for a second. Then he explained himself. He said that because the moment that you put it up, that's the worst it's ever going to be. You can always improve upon it. And I thought John was pretty much a genius for saying that because it's the absolute truth. The last thing about online is this. You have to know where you're going in order to get there. Okay, I read this book. I was actually living in a friend's house at the time before everything started. And in this book was one paragraph. And the book was by a guy named Dr. Robert Anthony. Now, here's what this said. It said, the law of attraction. When you set in motion a thought, all of a sudden the law of attraction comes into place. As things move closer together, they move at an ever-increasing pace. Now, here's the deal. To make zero to $1,000 may be pretty easy. The first $1,000, though, may be pretty hard, let's say. It's easier to get to the second $1,000, right? It's even easier to get to the third $1,000. It's even easier to get, let's say once you had $1 million. Do you ever know it takes people 10 years to make $1 million, but all of a sudden it takes them 12 months to make the second million? It takes them only 3 months to make the third million, and so on and so on and so on. It gets faster. You have to know where you're going. What do you want to achieve, and where is it? Where is it right now? It's just in your head? Not good enough. You have to write it down. This seminar to this weekend cost me $1.1 million. Cost me just to be here. Why? Because my wife didn't come with me. And while I was gone, my wife picked out a house for $1.1 million that I have to go home and buy on Tuesday. So
yeah,
you have to know what you want.
That's pretty impressive. That's fun, fun, fun. Okay, now I know you want to know about the World Internet Challenge, and we will reveal those figures. First of all, I'd like to give you a little bit of background. When we started doing this several years ago, the first announcement, it was a real challenge. We didn't know how it would go or if it would go. It was very uncertain. Did it a few times, and it's kind of like Armin was just talking about. Do it a few times, and it becomes no trick after that. So in actuality, we begin to kind of call it a World Internet demo. What we're doing to people who attend the World Internet Summit is we bring someone up on the stage, someone that we take from random, is drawn with a lottery ticket, bring them up on stage, sit them down, Tom Hua opens up his laptop computer, and we start building a website. We open up a template. We pour a copy into it, which is the advertising stuff, the message on the page. We create, you know, brainstorm the product. We create headlines. In this case, we created three headlines, did some testing. And we see money being made because we get the website built. We automate it so the e-commerce works, and we market it. Now, there's a little bit of, quote-unquote, I'll be honest with you, a little bit of advantage we have because we've got certain people helping us promote it. But the whole secret is you build it and you market it. And so I'll reveal those figures to you. Way back when, we started with a gentleman named Ken Kinnett. He was sitting in his chair praying he would win. He was a preacher, by the way. And so I called the preacher up. You know, is there a preacher in the house? It's a preacher in the house. Preacher comes up and draws the other preacher's ticket. What do you think about that? He popped up, even though he's a preacher. When his number was called, he popped up like a champagne cork. And he earned in 72 hours, because that's what the challenge is. He earned $4,737. Very happy guy. And that internet challenge, by the way, that whole model was conceived of because what is it that, you know, that in, and I'm talking a little bit about product creation, what is it that people come to a seminar to get that they're not getting? And I heard a lot of other people saying, well, I went to this seminar, but I still don't believe it can be done. We said, well, it can be done. And so that's why we installed it. And then we did another thing. We modeled. How many of us here have ever heard of Robert Allen? Okay. He's a real estate guru in the USA. He had very good publicity campaign with his challenge. Send me to any city in the USA, and within, I think it was maybe a week or maybe it was 3 days or 72 hours. I don't know the exact. 3 days, I'll buy a property using none of my own money. So being a good modeler and as marketers, it's a whole lot better idea to take, adapt, and model something that's worked than it is to try to invent something. Do you not agree? So we said, give me a willing person from the crowd. Loan me a laptop computer with an internet connection. And within 72 hours, that person will have a product, a website, and money in the bank. Plus a system to go on earning that money over and over again for life. Now, what do you think my colleagues were saying to me whenever we were going with the first World Internet Challenge? That's like walking the tightrope without a net. You shouldn't do that in public. You know, Armin was saying, show me the proof. So we said, well, we'll do it, but we were nervous. We did it. The second person, young lady from San Francisco, she was sitting in the back of the room praying she would win. After she won, she went up to her room and began praying that she would earn $10,000. And we more than doubled the income that we made, made $10,882 in 72 hours. And of course, the critics still weren't convinced. So by this time, Brett McFaul and I had hooked up, Brett being the co-host of the World Internet Summit. We went to Sydney, Australia. We did the lottery again. And while we were staying at this very expensive, highfalutin, downtown hotel, Sydney Merchant Court, that cost over $250 a night, she had so little money, she was staying in a backpacker's hostel for $5 a night. Was she surprised when we pulled her number? Yes! Broke another record. $11,431. And that's U.S. dollars, by the way. So then we go back to the U.S. And a young black gentleman from the Bronx, and anybody who knows New York knows the Bronx is not always the cleanest and most, should I say, doesn't grow the most optimistic and ambitious people. He could barely get out of the Bronx
because his friends, his family, everybody was ridiculing him, saying, it doesn't work, it'll never work for you, you're a fool, you're wasting your money. This 21-year-old went back home with $13,679. Is that good? All right, then we went to the UK, World Internet Summit UK. And we got, of all things, you know, it's a lottery. We can't control who gets picked. We got an unemployed poet. Nice guy. At least as far as his spirit and his ability to recite poetry went, he was a nice guy. Actually, he wasn't very hep on business, and he didn't, I mean, I don't even know how he got in there. You know what I mean? But get in he did. Oh, and by the way, this was near Wembley Conference Center. And down there, it cost $18 a day to park. But he had found a place 4 or 5 blocks from the conference center. He was so happy. He was staying in his motel right there. He was sleeping in his van. He earned $18,090. And then we go to Gold Coast, Australia. And we're pulling out the numbers, you know, we're stirring them around, you know, trying to build some suspense. And there's this lady back here. She's repeating a mantra that she had been programming herself for the preceding 3 weeks. Now, I don't know if she controlled the number that was drawn, but I would like to venture that probably she did. But at any rate, she was affirming, visualizing that she would win. Sure enough, she did. But she had also pre-programmed it that she would win, and win in a big way, and win $25,000 or more. And she did. In fact, because she got this or more stuff, she even won another bonanza, and that's the currency evaluation. She was thinking 25,000 Australian, and we were doing the event in U.S. dollars, and so it was even worth a lot more than that. So, Chrissy Wright, a cancer survivor. In fact, if you ever get to listen to the webcast archive that we did before, you'll see me. I compliment her on her stylish haircut because the chemotherapy had kind of whacked it out. That's been a while now. She's looking a lot better. I actually like her, and she looks younger with her new improved hairstyle. That was the last one we did. This was the record that we have been working so hard to beat at this event. She earned $28,340. Yes! And that brings us to today. We have a gentleman who almost didn't come. Not that he was particularly negative, and certainly he didn't need the money. Doesn't need the money. He's got a good, successful career going. But he had a wonderful, significant other. And did she have any influence on you coming?
Absolutely.
Aren't you glad you listened to your woman, huh?
I'm very, very happy today.
Okay, and your name is?
Steiner Amundsen.
Steiner or Steiner?
Steiner.
Steiner. And your last name?
Amundsen.
Amundsen.
From Norway.
Norway. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Actually, you look like a Norwegian. You got that blonde hair and everything.
Thank you. Blue eyes.
Blue eyes. Hey, tell us now, when we were coming up to the World Internet Summit, and you knew that we were going to have the World Internet Challenge, what were your thoughts? What were you thinking about the whole thing?
Well, I was hoping that I would be picked, but I didn't believe it. But when you picked up my number, I was, yes, it was me. It was great.
And when you went to bed that first night?
I had a lot of thoughts in my head about numbers. And I was for sure hoping to beat the last record. Maybe go up to almost up to 40,000. That was my hope.
Up to 40,000?
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting. I hope we got there.
Yeah.
So the record that we were trying to beat was $28,340. Mm-hmm. We were all promoting and pushing for you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, but not only did you earn money, but you just created a business over the last, well, it hadn't been 72 hours because we started at 6:30. But let's say over the last 3 days, you've created a new business because you now have a certain number of affiliates. That is, other people out there working for you and selling for you. How many affiliates do you have on board right now?
45.
Wow. Wow. And I know for a fact some of those are what we call super affiliates.
Yep. Like these guys here.
Like these guys here. All right. Now, when we talk about building a business online, we know that we have to have subscribers, people on our list, so that we can follow up with different and additional offers. Is that not correct?
Mm, yes.
And so within 72 hours, you gathered how many subscribers?
569 subscribers.
Wow! Woo! And you got a certain number of orders during this event. Was that real hard work?
Not very much. I was in a bar, taking a beer.
Drinking a beer in the bar?
Yeah.
And getting richer every minute?
Yes. Paid for my bills in a bar.
You sound like these other marketers up here. Okay, so how many orders did you get?
256 orders.
256. Now, we're working to beat $28,340. And we're aiming for $40,000. We still got like 4 hours to go, so we might make it. As of right now, though, or let's put it this way, as of approximately an hour ago, how much money did you earn?
$33,644.97. Yeah!
Congratulations, Steiner.
Thank
you. A new world record.
Thank you.
$33,644.97. How do you feel now?
Fantastic. I know I believe it.
You're a believer now, huh?
I can earn money on the internet, and so can all of you. For sure.
Do you have any personal thoughts you'd like to share with us that might relate to everybody on the call, on the webcast?
Well, I was a little skeptic when I come here. Could I make money on the internet? Could I set up a website? I thought to set up a website was a very technical thing that I need a specialist to do. I am sure I can set up a website in less than 1 hour.
Hey, Steiner!
So easy, because you have all the tools there. And first you set up the website, and that become a web business. And I will do a lot of web businesses.
Yes! All right, well, Steiner, thanks very much, and I'm happy to know that we're going to hit $40,000 because that's your goal.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steiner, very much. Okay. Now, the way that we made that money is we did something that we teach all of the students and people who attend the World Internet Summit to do, is to use leverage. Now, out of those 40 or 70 affiliates, whatever it was, I forget the exact figure, but out of those affiliates, 12 of them came from the expert speakers at the World Internet Summit. They said, yes, I'll promote for you, Steiner, which, of course, was a decided advantage I referred to. And I tell you what, though, we had, they're all super affiliates, but we had two. I'm going to mention the top two because there was a contest going, a little bit of rivalry. Somebody wanted to see who could outdo the other, you know. Good-natured rivalry.
The number two position is a gentleman who is 20 years old. He brought in 26 sales for a total of $6,345. Let's say thank you, Jason Cox. How are you doing?
Doing good.
How did you do that, by the way?
So I wake up and I'm sitting there typing a letter out to mail out to my list, and I subject line, very urgent, exclamation point. And the letter reads what it goes. It says, you know, I'm sitting here next to all these big dogs. You know, I name out. I like to tell the people on my list what I'm doing. I send them pictures and stuff. And I said, you know, there's a World Internet Challenge again, and you guys made me one of the top sellers last time, so I want to do something special if you guys want to help me look good again at this event. And so I told him, you know, keep reading, because in a minute I'm going to bribe you so silly you look like I did last night. You know, I told them their legs are going to wobble, their head's going to spin, and they're going to run to the thing and order this deal. And that's how I started the letter. Then what did it say? I told them that if they would just go buy this $297 package right up front, I told them that was, you know, said I'll introduce them to my list in groups of five. Just I'll either tell you, you know, if you need partners, you know, we'll put that in your blurb. If you've got a product to sell, we'll write a little blurb about that. And then I told them that they can get a free copy of a new course I have that is supposed to come out in 3 months that doesn't exist, but they'll get an early bird copy. And I told them the link and that they had to get the whole expensive package, and that was it.
Jason Cox, a super marketer. Thank you, Jason. And the number one position is by a man who intended to win the number one position. Brought in 71 sales, $7,020, Mr. Armin Morin.
The first thing I want to do is give my condolences to Stephen Pierce and Kurt Christensen. Because I think if you had both the number of sales that they had together, I probably still beat them. So they might want to work as a team next time. But what I did, remember, I get the microphone. What I did was this. I sent an email to my list. That's the bottom line, just like Jason did. I reformatted. Yeah, you have to send the email, Kurt. but what I did is I reformatted the letter. What I noticed was I've always had the best responses on short emails when I send to a list. Because remember, when people are scanning their email, well, let me go back one step. The only purpose of an email is only to do one thing and one thing only. To get the person to click a link and go to a website. It's not to sell in the email. It's only to get them to click the link and go to the website and let the website do all the selling. So all they need to do is write a short email. And the email wasn't very long that we had. Maybe it was 20 lines tops, not very many words. But I inserted the link to go to the page three different times throughout that email. So majority of that email was three different links to actually go to the website. And I told them, I said in the title of my subject line, if you miss this, ... you're crazy. That was the subject. That's what got them to open it up. And so it worked out pretty well. So,
thank you, Armin Morin.
I would like for us to have a rematch at the next summit. I was having mail problems, and it didn't get out until late yesterday to three of our 10 lists. Rematch, please.
I told you there was a little bit of competition amongst these guys. Okay, back to the question. Why did you succeed on the internet in such a dramatic way? And how can your experience help the average person? From the UK, Nicola Cairncross.
Hi, guys. Okay, hand off hip. I think it boils down to three things. I think it boils down to passion, persistence, and one last thing, which I'll say for a moment. You have to fall in love with the internet. That is not just a computer in the corner of your room. That is a window to the world. And you can reach out into that world very, very easily. And there's been nothing like that ever. You can, you know, you go and speak to people all around the world. You can actually send things to people all around the world. And you get feedback from them. And they start to get to know you and they start to get to trust you. And I think that's a really important factor. And if, you know, it's reaching out. I mean, we've got so many friends here today that I've met entirely through the internet. I even met my business partner, Steve, through the internet, even though we lived in the same town. You know, he read my email. He read my newsletter. He knew I needed someone. So that was really important. And persistence is really important because I bought my first domain name really early in the 90s. And I just kept at it. You know, I kept doing a bit and then stopping and doing a bit and then stopping. And I think I buy software very easily at the drop of a hat, especially from Jason. He's very compelling emails. And, you know, Armin's stuff, you know, if Armin sends me an email, I buy it. But it sometimes takes me a little while to puzzle it out. You know, I start to do the software and I get stuck and my brain feels like it's gone as far as it can, it's expanded as far as it can. And I go away again and I come back. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to get this. You know, there is no reason why you can't get this too, and you just have to keep trying. And the last thing is the possibility of the internet. I mean, I was reading the Sunday Times recently, and they were saying that there are 35 million people online at the moment. And within 5 years, there's going to be 35 million Chinese online. You know, what about the rest of the world? And the other statistic that really staggered me was one-third of the developed world have broadband. You know, you could reach one-third of the developed world as your customers. Isn't that amazing? So those are the three things, I think. You know, fall in love with the internet, keep at it, don't give up, and get excited about the possibilities for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicola Cairncross. Our next speaker expert is a man who really brings a unique talent, a unique vision, a unique passion to the internet, and he's teaching others to do it. He's known as the internet audio guy. He's known as the internet video guy. Let's welcome from Atlanta, Georgia, USA, Mike Stewart!
I think forcing yourself to be visionary, I know it helped my business, because all I did was I pulled on 25 years of experience and said, how can I apply this in a different way to the new technologies? I mean, let's take an example. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, and he went to Western Union, the telegraph people, and begged for them to invest in his new technology because he visioned the day that people would have telephones in their homes and could communicate. And they turned him down, and therefore it became AT&T. Same thing with the Wright brothers and airplanes. They went to the railroads hoping that they would be visionary and say, people will fly from city to city, and we can build airports, and we can build airlines. And the railroads turned them down because they weren't visionary. Well, let's think about telephones and airlines. I think they're pretty successful these days. Well, what I did is I looked at that computer and those speakers, and I said, that's not a computer. That's a radio. That's a television set. And I know how television and radio work. And if I was visionary enough to say that those principles that are tried and true from radio and television can work on this crazy box, then the internet is nothing more than something I already know. And guess what? I'm passionate about it. So the two things is take what you love and look at it. I think you can be most successful in something that you'd be willing to do for free. I love what I do. I love the technology. I love creating audio. I love all these things so much that it's not about how much money I make with it. I love it. I played music last night because I love it, not because I thought, oh boy, I hope I get paid for this. The situation is how can I apply that passion in a new way? So you've got to look at your passions and think, what is the twist that I can use these new technologies and make it move further and help people? So Someone told me one time, it says that the revolutionaries, I think it was Stephen the other night, the revolutionaries and the passionate revolutionaries, if you don't give up and you keep believing, what if the Wright brothers, what if Alexander Bell had said, "Nah, I just give up, this is a goofy idea." No, you find your passion and you really drill it down and see how you can apply it to your niches and you can control it. And that's what's been working for me, and I'm never giving up.
Thank you, Mike Stern. Okay, our next speaker expert, you've already heard from him because indeed he demonstrated his expertise by helping Steiner Amundsen earn that much money. A young 20-year-old from the USA, let's welcome Jason Cox.
Let's see it. Mickey Mouse. That didn't work. Does this look like Mickey Mouse? I don't know. I had big ears when I was a little kid, like in a little head, and everybody thought I was Mickey Mouse. But so let's see. What made the most success for me, the big change? Well, I quit college. That helped. Got more. but honestly, my dad told me a story that really gave me a lot of inspiration when I was a kid. And he's an artist. He's an oil painter. He does, you know, landscapes and stuff like that. And, you know, he used to run a little business at home where he'd teach people painting and stuff. And so I always, you know, I thought that I could never learn how to draw. I just, no, I don't have the art skill. Dad's got it. I was linked out of the gene. And my dad would say, "That's not true, JJ. That is not true." He'd say, "Learning how to draw and paint is a science, and it can be learned." And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." But he would tell me this story that I never forgot. And what the story was about this lady who would come to his classes. And her name was Liz, and she has red hair and is all crazy all over the place. And she would sit down and she would do the lesson and go through the class. And she would try, you know, she'd come back and show him the paintings. And he's like, "Ooh, that's pretty bad." And then but she didn't care. She really didn't care. She said, "I love painting. I'm going to keep doing it." And then she came back the next year and took the lessons again, or the next cycle of the lessons. And it was horrible again. It didn't seem like she was getting better at all. My dad told me the story. And finally, after she'd done it 3 times, and it just seemed like nothing was going to happen. He's like, "Maybe I am wrong. Maybe art isn't for everybody." And he actually took her to the side and says, you know, "I feel bad taking your money. You know, you're not getting... I don't know what you should do, but maybe art's not for you." You know, this was hard for my dad, being that he quit everything just to be an artist. And, you know, it was against his belief, but he did that. He told these people this, or told this lady that. And she told him, "You know, Victor, I don't care. I know that, you know, I might not be learning fast or anything like that, but I love art. I want to do it. Just let me keep coming." So, you know, he's a poor artist. Of course, he takes the money. And so, lo and behold, all of a sudden it just clicked. All of a sudden it clicked. And this lady became his very best student ever. I mean, she is by far the best student ever. And, you know, that story just made a lot of big difference in the way I thought about my failure with whatever I try to do. I told you all I got ranked number one in the world at Age of Kings. Well, I played one guy, like, 30 times in a row and lost until all of a sudden it clicked. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden I started to win. And so I think the big thing that's made me successful is to not care about failure and to embrace it and know that's part of the experience, is that you have to fail sometimes a lot before you get there. It doesn't matter if somebody else is getting better faster than you. Who cares? All that matters is you keep going. You get up when you hit the ground. And so, you know, besides studying people who are above you and all that, the big thing I see that's made a difference for me is just to keep going, just keep trucking. So, thank you.
Thank you, Jason Cox. Okay, our next speaker expert is one of the co-hosts of the World Internet Summit UK, is one of the original co-founders of the World Internet Summit, and is known from a famous ad he wrote as the Western Sydney Nerd, which is not true, but he's a copywriter, so he wrote it that way. Let's welcome Brett McFaul!
Okay. Well, folks, I can only tell you, with a question like this, you know, why have you succeeded so dramatically and what can you learn from it? I can only tell you from what I have got from my own experience. And as far as I can tell, the reason why I've succeeded, I guess one step is that you should lose your hair prematurely. You should look slightly nerdy. And you should talk in a very nasally tone. But barring that, there is still hope for you folks. There's still hope. I believe there's only one thing that is actually, when you boil it all down, there's only one thing that has actually helped me to get where I am today. And I'll just, in order for you to learn what I'm talking about though, you've got to look back where I was. And, you know, I used to, my last job before I went on my own was I was working for an advertising agency. And I'd like, you know, it was like I was frustrated for, you know, 6 years frustrated. I'd sort of walk into the job, open the door going, yeah. And I'd sit down at 9 o'clock. And I'd go to lunch, I'd come back from lunch, and I'd be there typing away, writing ads, and my heart wasn't in it, and I'd leave at 5 o'clock, and I'm just walking out there going, yeah. For 6 years. Anybody here ever done that? So, you know, you get to a point where you think, goodness me, is life really supposed to be like this? It's not terrible, it's just Joe average. And so, you know, I started reading all the success books and anything I get my hands on. I read over 80 of them. Has anybody here read 80 of them? Really? You haven't read 80 of them. Interesting. So, you know, and with a question like this, you know, why did you succeed so dramatically? It's like people would tend to assume there's some secret formula that you know. Some secret little code. We just plug it in and bam, success happens. And what I found, folks, was from reading all those books and trying to learn what the actual formula was, I soon realized that what I was actually doing was the success formula. I was discovering the one thing that was going to make the difference. It is this one thing. Knowledge. The reason why I am up here today is because I know something about the internet that you don't. Who else here stayed up till 2 a.m. in the morning while working at a day job, 2 a.m. every night, learning, reading, searching, over and over and over and over again? Who else actually wrote 16,000 ads over and over again? Who else here actually writes 300 headlines? Because with everything I do, I just learn more and more. And so people come to me, friends, family, and say, Brett, I have to do what you're doing. How do I do it? And I say, well, you just do this, this, and this. But there's one difference. In my brain, there is the knowledge that is not in theirs. So knowledge is the key for you folks. And I learned a lesson from the Rubik's Cube. Anybody ever tried to solve the Rubik's Cube? Okay. And I would use the Rubik's Cube and I would just try and get one side. You know, get one side matching and the rest of it, I just could never get that. And any of those sort of puzzle things, I love those puzzle little triangles that stick together. You've got to try and break them apart. And what I found was, you know, my brain was naturally just doing the same thing over and over. And I was getting the same result. Right? No matter how I turned the Rubik's Cube, using the method that I knew, I ended up with the same result. Until I watched what I was doing. I learned from what I was doing, knowledge, and changed. Changed my approach, folks. That is where knowledge is key. What have you learned this weekend? What have you learned on this call just in this last hour that is confronting what you currently believe? What have you learned that you're actually going to apply? Or are you going to go back to doing what you always do in the same old way? Knowledge is where it's at. If you don't have the knowledge, you need to get the knowledge. And when you get it, you don't give up. It's as simple as that. Get the knowledge, don't give up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brett McFaul. All right, did we get every speaker and expert? Anybody skip? Okay. Now we get to hear from America's foremost internet marketing consultant, Ted Siuba. Hey, what made me succeed in a really dramatic way? A lot of others have already referred to it. Several different things, but
overall, I was extremely unhappy with the disparity between what I had in my life and what I saw others having. Now, I lived with that state for a number of years, and I didn't even have a good job. I mean, at least Brett had a job, you know. But at a certain point, I wrote down some goals. You know, I had read those books too. And by the way, I put my hand up when you said you read 80 books, motivation. I have. Wrote down goals, started visualizing those goals, started visualizing abundance, began to believe, and I realized that from where I was and where I wanted to be, I had to do a lot of stuff. And I approached it with this attitude. There's only one way on this earth I won't end up rich and distinguished, and that's if I die en route. That was it. There was no other alternative. And that refers back to how we opened this conference with what Kurt was saying, burn your bridges, which I did too. In fact, I had been such a lousy halfway loser, adequate enough to keep my part-time university position, that I walked into my professor, you know, a department chair, and it's really only ethical that you quit twice a year, either around Christmas time or they prefer summertime, right? And they always ask that you give them plenty of notice. So here it was. I walk in October after getting this education, getting things together, and said, Fred, I'm giving you my notice, and I'm not going to be coming back after Christmas, because I had sold a couple of things on the Internet already back in 1994. And he listened to me, you know, and okay. And then it comes up, you know, a few weeks later, and I was getting time. I was going to actually be putting in my last day. And I said, Fred, I'm getting worried. Because I knew there was a long, elaborate paperwork checkout thing, right? I said, I haven't heard from the office. He smiled that smile that a father smiles. Ted, I didn't turn your resignation in. He was so sure I was going to fail, that I was doing the wrong thing, I'd have second thoughts, that he cared enough, he loved me enough to help me, to protect me from myself. I said, Fred, you don't get it, you know, in a nice way. Because I had already made the change. The switch had been switched, and I was either going to die young or achieve what I set out to achieve. Thank you, Ted C. Yuba! Of course, I don't necessarily recommend my route for you because there were certain risks in that quest. Anyway, we're wrapping up. You have been tuned in to the World Internet webcast live from the World Internet Summit UK 2005 at the Heathrow Renaissance, London, UK. Londoners, UK people, people from all over Europe, people from the USA, Australia, and everywhere else in between, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being with us. Go out and make your dreams come true. Thank you, speakers and experts. Thank you, attendees. Thank you, people all over the world.